The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those wind and moan boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies.
Welcome, folks.
We can skin a buck, we can run a trot line.
And welcome to the Trump Phenomenon here on September 2nd, 2018. Oh my gosh, we're heading, winding down the year. And boy, are we close to the November 6th elections. This is the Trump Phenomenon. I'm James Kelso. The show is live. It's always live and lively. You're welcome to help liven it up with your phone call at 800-313-9443. On Sundays, we are on for 2 hours, so 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern time, adjusted for your time zone. So we've got time to do things a little more extensively than we do in our one-hour show, Monday through Friday from 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern time. And I'm going to start out with a bang here. My favorite person as to really getting it and punching hard on the Jeff Sessions tragedy is Jeanine Pirro. And I hope that her lead, she has definitely pushed herself out into the lead. And I hope others will take heart from Jeanine Pirro and punch just as hard. I would love to see it. And if enough of the big names like Limbaugh and Hannity and Carlson and Bret Baier and Greg Jarrett, if enough of them sound off as strongly as Jeanine Pirro, we can move Jeff Sessions. They can move Jeff Sessions out of the attorney general position where he is, as Jeanine Pirro correctly called him months ago. Very insightful statement by Jeanine Pirro. It knocked me over when I heard her say it. The most dangerous man in America. She said this months ago. Jeff Sessions, she said it slowly, deliberately, is the most dangerous man in America. And what she meant, and she was right, is that Jeff Sessions is the greatest threat to the Trump, well, to the Patriot movement. You know, Trump. Whenever we talk about it as the Trump movement or the Trump revolution, of course that's accurate because it would not have happened without Donald Trump. It's accurate in that regard. But I like what Donald Trump said at the rally in Evansville on Thursday. Was it Thursday? When he pointed around to this huge crowd all around him, an immense crowd, and he talked about you, we, all of us. We are and he said, we're a revolution. I mean, I may get a chance to play that little bit back again in today's show, but we are a revolution. And Jeanine Pirro is certainly out in the forefront of that revolution. Listen to her. This is in her opening monologue yesterday. She's on every Saturday. She is the top cable show in America. And here she is yesterday, really, well, listen to her.
Don't you get? Have you no self-esteem, self-regard, self-respect?
Now, what got cut off was she opens with Jeff Sessions. What don't you get? I'll try to start it again, see if we can get that name. It's a little bit cut off here in this Fox recording. Okay, we'll try it again.
Don't you get? Have you no self-esteem, self-regard, self-respect? Where is your dignity? Why would you stay in a job where you're not wanted? A job you took under false pretenses, knowing you wouldn't be able to do the complete job. And why do you continue to stay? No one elected you, Jeff. Voted for you, petitioned to make sure you got the job. You're certainly not entitled to the job. You groveled and begged for the job, and out of loyalty, he gave it to you. You're so clueless, you don't even know you're being used. You don't even know you're nothing but a shill. In fact, the only constituency that wants you is the deep state that needs someone to protect their flank from an investigation. From Rod Rosenstein to James Comey, John Brennan, James Clapper, Loretta Lynch, Peter Strzok, Andrew McCabe, the Clintons, Obama, and on and on. Are you proud of yourself? You've taken the blindfold off Lady Justice and weighted the scales in favor of anyone who's a Democrat and refused to do your job to prosecute corruption by the Democrats. Now, I know you spent 20 years in the Senate doing basically nothing.
Now, this is Jeanine Pirro opens up a new door here that, of which I was unaware. Which is that Jeff Sessions, I am not a student of Jeff Sessions, and I didn't follow his career. She has followed it more closely than I have. I was unaware that Jeff Sessions was pretty much, I did not know this, a do-nothing senator. She's going to roll out some evidence here for you in a moment, but I had been left with the impression from various salutes to Jeff Sessions that occurred during the primaries that he was a big deal in the Senate. And well, anyway, let's go on here. This is beautiful stuff. She just takes a few minutes to really lower the boom on Jeff Sessions.
In 20 years, you sponsored 7 bills that became law. One of them, the James Madison Commemoration Commission of 2000, whatever the hell that was. Now, maybe your brain got juiced while you enjoyed the fruits of the most exclusive 50-member club in America, but why did you really need or even deserve to be attorney general? And so now you've recused yourself in the 2016 Russian election probe. Okay, but what's your excuse for not acting like the AG? Can't you see what's going on? For all intents and purposes, the Russia collusion investigation is over because there is no Russia collusion by President Trump or his team. Hard as they all tried to frame the president, their unhinged conspiracy theory is dead. Mueller's moved on from Russia to obstruction and now to hookers, whores, porn stars, and campaign contributions. You want to talk campaign contributions? Let's talk about the millions Hillary funneled to the law firm that laundered it through Fusion GPS to create a false document to con the FISA court to surveil the campaign of the opposing outsider candidate. Even a nonpartisan government watchdog group filed a complaint with the FEC in October of 2017 alleging Hillary and the DNC violated that campaign finance law. What are you doing about that? Does she just go scot-free again? Jeff, if you're not corrupt, and if the fix isn't in because they've got something on you.
Bingo. Bong. Did you hear that bell that she just rang? Bong. Ask not for whom the bell tolls, Jeff. It tolls for thee. Let me play that last little bit again in case you were sneezed or coughed and didn't hear what she said. Oh, my goodness. Something I've been saying on this show, and I think it's the best explanation of his behavior. Let me go back here if I can. I want to catch this. I don't want to miss this. We'll go back just a little bit here. Here we go. Okay, here she comes.
With the FBC in October of 2017, alleging Hillary and the DNC violated that campaign finance law. What are you doing about that? Does she just go scot-free again? Jeff, if you're not corrupt, and if the fix isn't in because they've got something on you.
They've got something on you. Folks, I think that's what it is. I like to call it a five-minute video at the Motel 6. You know, I don't know which motel it is, and I don't know how long the video is. But it, I use that as the symbol for having blackmail on somebody. I think they've got something on Jeff Sessions. He is acting like a man who is being squeezed. Everything he's doing, nothing he's doing makes any sense until you put that formula into the picture. And then it makes sense. Somebody's got something on Jeff Sessions. And the presumption, if you have someone whose behavior is so askew that becomes the most plausible explanation, the guy has to go just on that basis alone. You don't need to see the video. If somebody's acting very much like they are being blackmailed, then that alone, that is enough to require that person leave whatever position it is. In any organization, that is enough. We don't have to see the video. He's acting as if somebody's got that motel video on him that would be the release of which, to his mind, would be more painful than the pain he's enduring right now by being a fake, phony, non-existent, actually betraying pseudo-attorney general. Okay, here comes Jeanine again. I'll shut up.
Then you've been duped. Can't you see the damage to this country by this fraudulent investigation that you breathed life into by allowing them to run amok? Can't you see from under your desk that this nation is being torn apart as they continue to promote their lunacy, the president, against the president that we elected? Mueller's charge doesn't prevent you from investigating other corruption. How can you possibly ignore the flow of hundreds of millions of dollars in cash to the Bill and Hillary corrupt foundation as Russians sought fertile ground for their uranium racketeering into the Clinton bank account?
Now, let's pause right there. Think of what you just heard. Jeanine packs a lot of information in a short space. She just, obviously, Jeff Sessions, whose recusal from anything from the Russia investigation, there was no need for that. But that recusal on that matter does not apply in any way to other matters, like the corruption of the Clinton Foundation receiving $145 million smackaroos. That's a lot of money. When's the last time you got a check for $145 million? That's what this criminal, Hillary Clinton, and her husband and their daughter, Chelsea. It's the Bill, Hillary, and Chelsea Clinton Foundation. That's actually the name. And Chelsea is one of the top executives and has been all along at that foundation, or as long as she's been an adult. That is not a recused matter. And I love the way she calls him Jeff. I can't wait till she starts calling him Jeffy.
How can you ignore that Hillary Clinton set American foreign policy to coincide with the flow of hundreds of millions of dollars to her foundation? And Bill was a bag man. And you know there's never been a real audit. How can you watch as Mueller, as he desperately hands out immunity so he can prosecute the man he's targeted for no reason at all?
Now, let's go over that. She, again, a lot packed in there. She actually corrected me. The $145 million was just the ante to the Bill Hillary and Chelsea Clinton Foundation. There was much more money that went into the foundation. And Judge Pirro correctly notes that, now think of this, folks. This foundation has laundered billions of dollars and has never been audited. Think about that. Not investigated, not prosecuted, not indicted, has never even been audited. No one has ever even checked the books. Now, they have submitted a fake audit. I don't even know that they called it an audit. They had one of their buddies do something that was not an audit. It was just like a summary of numbers, but not an audit. An audit checks numbers. It doesn't just restate them or summarize them. An audit is a query into the accuracy, truthfulness, validity of the numbers put forth by the entity being audited. It's not a press release. That's what the Clinton Foundation released, a press release in lieu of an audit. Now, they've been around, I don't know how many years this foundation's been in existence, but never been audited. I mean, this is mind-boggling.
While Comey and Lynch gave immunity like candy, and no one was ever brought before a grand jury, let alone prosecuted. Hillary, Cheryl Mills, Uma Abedin, Anthony Weiner, Brian Pagliano. How do you justify that Hillary got a heads up that she could obstruct justice, destroy evidence and 33,000 emails, and put our classified secrets at risk? While a target in a tax case years old has his door broken down at 5 a.m. and he's then put in solitary confinement 23 hours a day before he is even tried. Even your best friends, Lindsey.
Now, let's pause that right there. She's going to go on to mention that even Lindsey Graham has thrown Sessions under the bus, or not even the right image there. Even Lindsey Graham has to admit Sessions is a travesty. But notice there she's talking about Paul Manafort, who I believe is 70 years old. Somebody correct me if I'm wrong. But he's older. He was put in solitary confinement 23 hours a day. I think he's still there. Is he still there? For no reason. Mueller, who is a sadist. Mueller is a criminal. He's a sadist. He has ruined people's lives. He's made a career out of ruining good people's lives, innocent people, and being a fixer, a cleaner, a bag man for criminals. He's made many millions of dollars doing this. So has his BFFFF, James Comey. Bagman, fixer, cleaner, whitewasher, and Rod the Rat Rodenstein is buddies to both of them. What a fix! What a fix for the rodent to put Lavrenti Beria Bob Mueller in investigating, and the purpose, of course, is to destroy Donald Trump. Let's go back. I shouldn't interrupt her.
Graham and Chuck Grassley have had it with you and are ready to throw you under the bus. Grassley saying he could find the time to hold hearings to replace you. Lindsey saying you will very likely be replaced.
Yes, indeed. We'll go back to Jeanine Pirro after this short break.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Wish a buck was still silver. It was back when the country was strong. Back before Elvis and before the Vietnam War came along. Before the Beatles and yesterday. When a man could still work, still would. So the best of the free life behind us now. And are the good times really over for good? And are we rolling downhill like a snowball headed for hell? And a chance for the flag or the Liberty Bell. I wish a Ford and a Chevy would still last 10 years like they should.
It's we're back, folks. Of the free life. And let us listen to Judge Jeanine Pirro yesterday. In this scorching, and by the way, and listened to and viewed by Donald Trump, you can be sure. Jeanine Pirro and Donald Trump are good friends.
And the Vacancy Reform Act Vacancy Reform Act, look it up, Jeff, allows for the appointment of a new attorney general on a temporary basis without Senate confirmation.
So notice there, she spat out the name Jeff the same way she spat out the name Bob, talking directly, looking right into the camera, talking directly to Bob Mueller. She's talking in the same manner to Jeff Sessions. The Vacancy Reform Act, listen to what this enables our president to do. One of the reasons you might suppose Jeff Sessions hasn't been replaced is the extreme difficulty of getting a good replacement past Chucky Schumer. However, the Vacancy Reform Act allows the president to move anybody he's already appointed, who's already been cleared by the Senate and Chucky Schumer, or in spite of Chuck Schumer, into the position. Listen to this. This is good news.
So now, Jeff, isn't it grand? You tell the president that you are standing for justice. Your standing is nothing more than a front, a shill for a corrupt deep state. And you have the nerve to talk about justice and all the bad actors who desperately need you to protect them from the sword of Damocles are blowing smoke and telling you to stay the course. They're laughing at your idiocy because not only are you allowing Mueller and his band of Trump-hating Democrat lawyers to continue their investigation in search of a crime, any crime, into now the president's business finances having nothing to do with Russia. Are you proud of yourself? While I am the AG, the actions of the Department of Justice will not be improperly influenced by political considerations. Are you kidding? All of America knows the DOJ continues to be influenced by politics. That's why they elected the outsider president. They see it every day when the DOJ and the FBI smugly refuse to respond to congressional subpoenas. And when absolutely required, they hand over documents blackened out and unreadable. By the way, Jeff, if you and your pals think you are getting to the president, think again. This president can take the shots. He's done it his whole life. Never underestimate him or his powers. But you need to do one of two things. Resign immediately because you're not wanted. Put on your big boy pants and be a real attorney general. And that's my open. If you like my opening statements, you'll love my new book, New York Times number one bestseller, Liars, Leakers, and Liberals, The Case Against the Anti-Trump Conspiracy.
Good timing, engineer. We'll be right back, folks, with Chris from Las Vegas.
Let's make a Ford and a Chevy. It'll still last 10 years like they should. Cause the best of the free life is still yet to come. And the good times ain't over for good.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard. Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75% dandruff. Almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
So sick and tired of listening to what you got to say. I decided I just got to stand up and say so. Sick and tired of being sick and tired of being sick and tired of being treated this way. So I made my choice, gonna raise my voice and say it's time for you to pack up and go.
We're back, folks.
You know who you are.
And let me finish now this Jeanine Pirro segment. It's very brief. I think she's only got a little bit to go here. Did I lose the trail here? I may have. No, I finished. I didn't give you the whole thing. Sorry. And it should be played over and over again. It's still playing over and over again in my head. It can't be topped. I don't think Jeanine Pirro or anybody could condemn Jeff Sessions any more strongly than this. Than she does here in 7 minutes and 25 seconds. And I'm just hoping that it gets played again and again and again. I hope it gets hundreds of thousands. Can we achieve millions of views on this segment by Jeanine Pirro? I hope so. And then I hope that the tone and the content will be emulated by, as I said, Hannity, Limbaugh, Michael Savage, Mark Levin. I hope they will all study this because Jeanine Pirro has got it. I mean, she, if you listen to it over and over again, you realize how deeply she cuts. Anyway, I thought this was the most beautiful thing that happened this weekend between our meeting up Friday and today. It's the best update. I mean, it's the best news that we've had in that time period. And as I said, Donald Trump and Jeanine Pirro correspond and talk with each other regularly. They have huge admiration for each other. It's obvious. They've both said so. And so you can be sure this 7-minute opening statement by Jeanine Pirro has been heard by Donald Trump and viewed by him. So we know that Tucker Carlson's segment on South Africa was viewed by Donald Trump, and he acted quickly and forcefully on the South Africa crimes going on in South Africa. And of course, what Jeff Sessions is doing is, I mean, what would you call it? Is it criminal? Is it, well, I'll give you an example of how he talk about obstructing justice, and Jeff Sessions, he says, are you proud of yourself, Jeff? He says he's not going to let political considerations interfere with his performance of his job. And then she says, oh, come on. Come on, Jeff. He is, and she, I can't remember her words. They're so good. I can't top them. Oh, she says, you and your pals. That's Mueller and Rodenstein. That's the pals she's talking about. You and your pals. And they are his pals because he's covering for them as no one else can. Only the top guy, only the attorney general can sit on all of the subpoenas for documents and the FOIA requests from people like Tom Fitton and Judicial Watch. Only Jeff Sessions can stop all these things from going through. He's the man who's preventing, and let's talk about this, even if he claims wrongly that he has to absent himself from direct supervision of the Mueller witch hunt, he does not have to absent himself from requests for documents, which he can release just like that with a snap of his fingers. He can simply say, all right, the American people have the right to see these documents. Classified information. There's no national interest information that the American people can't readily see about these documents, like the FISA requests, the fake, phony, lying, criminal FISA requests by, who were the four people that signed those things? Sally Yates, James Comey, Rodney the Rat Rodenstein. There's a fourth one. Andrew McCabe, somebody who's got a better list there. Refresh me, but I think those are the four criminals who lied to a FISA judge. You should go to jail for that. Knowingly lying, knowingly present materially false evidence to a FISA judge, you go to jail for that, Rodney, Sally, James, and Andrew, Andy, they call it. And, Peter Ben Strokinus Struck. I want to just excuse to say that name again. I love it. I love the guy that coined it. I still don't know his name. Anyway, if Jeff Sessions released those documents, Mueller's gone. If the American people could see without all the blacked out information, if they could see the FISA requests, if they could see the communications, if they could see Bruce Orr's communications, Tom Fitton wants to see those, but who's stopping it? Jeff, baby! He's stopping it. So, Sessions is, he's preventing, as Jeanine Pirro says, he's the most dangerous man in America. All right, let's pause that. Let's come back to that thought, and then we'll get to other news. Of course, you, unless you were hibernating or sleeping over the weekend, you witnessed the unbelievable John McCain funeral with Meghan McCain. And, I mean, oh, my gosh. Let's hope this backfires as badly as it should. And John McCain reaching a new low in actually, it appears, that he knew he was dying. He knew he had only like a couple days to go. And when he ceased his brain cancer treatment, it does appear that he orchestrated his funeral to be an attack on Donald Trump. Now, have you ever, I have never heard of such a thing. Such a thing has never happened. A funeral that is in fact a left-wing attack on our president. Talk about chutzpah. Talk about tacky. And then the man's own daughter launches off in her political attack, cheap shots. This wimp, failed president George W. Bush, he does the same thing. What a clown George W. Bush is. The abomination gets up. He does the same thing. Bill Clinton, the commander in briefs, as he is properly called. Criminal. Philanderer. Serial rapist. That's right, serial rapist. That the corrupt, utterly corrupt media will not touch. The head of the corrupt foundation that the media will not touch, will not investigate, will not report. Donald Trump has ripped the mask off of these criminals who have been running our country. And I'm glad George W. Bush was at that funeral. I'm glad he was there to help expose himself. Standing right beside Bill Clinton, who spends most of his time exposing himself. And Obama. It's great that all those people were right there. And I hope, and you know, this is one thing that the left is doing now. Don't tell anybody. We don't want them to know this. We don't want them to correct course. They are blowing it in their Trump derangement syndrome. They are going so far overboard that middle America, which normally actually doesn't take much interest in politics historically, middle America is noticing that a funeral, which should have some dignity, is turned into a political rally. I mean, you've never seen such a thing. And of course, John McCain is not a hero. Get this. I learned another detail about John McCain. What a cheap SOB this guy was. And of course, you notice that the media, by the way, if John McCain had been in any way a supporter of the Republican majority, a supporter of the Trump revolution, in any way, if he'd been somewhat a decent senator, do you think the national media would have put him on national television, wall to wall, every station, every channel, every reporter, for a week? It's just a funeral for a U.S. senator. He's, you know, made into George Washington and Thomas Jefferson and Napoleon and, you know, rolled it all into one. How cheap was this guy? When he voted down Obama, when he prevented the repeal of Obamacare with his one single vote in the U.S. Senate, this is after for years having promised to the voters of Arizona as he ran for office and just in general promising over and over again that he would vote to repeal Obamacare. Hasn't been in a law that long, but since its inception, he has promised to repeal Obamacare. On the floor of the Senate, he actually made a physical thumbs down, voting no on the Republican measure to repeal. His single vote defeating the Republicans. And then he was later heard speaking with Democrats to say, Let me try to remember the quote. Let's see. I want to get the exact quote because you got to get the flavor of this SOB. Where is it? I'll switch over to it here. He said, they overheard the senator saying to Democrat colleagues after the vote, let's see Donald make America great again now. Let's see Donald make America great again now. That, my friends, is a very small man who will toy with your nation, toy with your future, because he has a little petty grudge against Donald Trump. And by the way, the basis for that petty grudge is one offhanded comment that Donald Trump made where somebody was calling John McCain a big hero. I forget the exact context. And Donald Trump simply made the comment, I prefer heroes who aren't captured. That's all. I prefer heroes who aren't captured. Well, so do I. Is that a deep insult of John McCain? No, it's not. It's a pretty good comment. And by the way, somebody else who knows more about John McCain's career as a Navy pilot, help me on this. I think I read today, is it accurate? John McCain had a total of 20 air combat hours when he was shot down. Now, I just saw it in one place. It's not. Somebody please confirm that for me. It's not the end of the world. But I mean, if that's true, that he only had 20 air combat hours before he got shot down, it's not much of a heroic career. And even if he had more than that, still not. There are men who died in the Hanoi Hilton. There are men. Oh, I also heard this about John McCain. When the POW families were trying desperately to get their loved ones out of Vietnam, we know that the North Vietnamese did not release all the POWs. We know this to be true. And who did they keep back? Who did the North Vietnamese, and these are true bastards, the people running the communist North Vietnamese government, these are sadists. These are Mueller-esque sadists. Who did they keep back? Who did they kill? Our best men. For sure, it was our best men. The one who didn't give a statement on videotape as John McCain did, which even he said he was ashamed of. Who didn't give out information. And apparently McCain did give out information, important information to the North Vietnamese. The men who didn't break in any way, didn't give out any information, gave name, rank, and serial number, those people, plenty of them died and were tortured much more severely than John McCain. But when the POW families were trying to get Senator John McCain, the hero, to help them put pressure on the North Vietnamese to release their loved ones, he didn't help at all. He was all interested in normalizing relations with North Vietnam and kissing and making up. He didn't help the POW families at all. They hate his guts. If he's such a big hero, why would the families of the POWs hate John McCain? Because he's not a hero, and they know the truth. Anyway, so we all had to endure yesterday. Meghan McCain, George W. Bush, Bill Clinton, Barack Hussein, Obama, and plenty of others. Let's go to. I've been keeping them waiting. Chris in Las Vegas, are you there?
Yes, James, I am, and thank you so very much.
I really admire
your choice of choosing your leadoff there as Jeanine Pirro. Jeanine, though she's a former judge, she's expressing the very sentiment that most of America, the red-blooded Americans that love this country, go to work every day, hold high beliefs and moral traditions of this country of apple pie and baseball and other things we hold dear in this country. And she is appalled. She's incensed by the lack of direct, overt action through this so-called justice, Jeff Sessions, the Whig, the do-nothing.
What do you think, Chris, what do you think of my surmise that they've got a videotape or some blackmailing information on Jeff Sessions?
Well, it's obvious they have something over him to preclude him from speaking out with authority. He goes wishy-washy. He stutters, stammers after the break.
Okay, we'll come right back to Chris. Stay tuned.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux is really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a
We're back,
man
folks.
With a gun over there.
We've got Chris in Las Vegas on the line right now and holding Kathleen patiently in Texas. What is it about the water in Texas? So many patriots down there, including, by the way, the Republic Broadcasting Network in Round Rock, Texas. Chris, you were in the middle of a thought, I think.
Well, those Texans down there, they're full of red-blooded blood also, and they love America and they love their freedom down there, the same way most of us in America do. You know, you mentioned Tom Fitton earlier, his partner Chris Farrell, those guys from Judicial Watch. They're doing monstrous, wonderful work in FOIA documents and other exposures of criminality in this whole corrupt Russian collusion investigation, which is really a cover-up because Mueller, Brennan, Hillary Clinton, the rat Rosenstein, Strzok and Page and Sally Yates and Cheryl Mills. I mean, you can go on and on. This whole administration of the Clintonistas and the Obamaites were nothing but a bunch of professional criminals.
Yeah, and Chris, just, you know, it's breathtaking when you pause to think about it, folks. What stands between us and doom? Just a few individuals, like you mentioned Tom Fitton and Judicial Watch. There isn't any other organization like Judicial Watch, folks. It's one man, Tom Fitton, and a few others. They saw the beauty of the Freedom of Information Act. They saw, you know what, we can get documents out of the federal government, but you have to ask for them. And you have to go beyond that. You have to have an attorney file a lawsuit. You don't have to be an attorney, but you have to file a lawsuit. So they have a fleet of attorneys, and they have hundreds of lawsuits. And they've been pulling in, Jeanine Pirro has said this and others on the air, they've thanked Tom Fitton, and they've said, without you, there were so many documents we would never have seen. In fact, the House, United States House members, like Jim Jordan, they have said, you've gotten documents out that we, the oversight committees of the House of Representatives, we wouldn't have even seen these documents. So, and then small band of people like Jim Jordan, like these very few people in the House, like these few broadcasters, like Jeanine Pirro, if we didn't have this little hardy band of brave, courageous people, Chris, you and I would be so in the dark. We would be so lost. And then out of all of that comes the miracle also of one man who just cleans the clock of 16, and I want to leave exempt Rand Paul from this category, of establishment George W. Bush-type people cleans their clock. I mean, this is such an amazing thing. I can see why people say this is divine intervention, because it's hard to explain how beautiful all of this is and how lucky we are. And I think, and I know you'll agree with me, Chris, we've got a brief moment here when all of us who are in this cavalry unit, we've got to join the charge. We've got to drive our horses as fast as they can run, don't you think?
I'm glad you put it that way, James, because that's exactly the point I wanted to make. We saw during the election last time the rising up of populist America, red states, were covered. I'll finish my point up after
me. Yeah, we'll come to Chris right after this, and also Kathleen. Stay tuned.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.